Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nun Chet, which is a very easy daf, it says. It's noach, it's smooth, but maybe not. So I think maybe it's kedai for us to go over. We did quite a bit of it yesterday, and it's kedai to review because it's a bit complex. So there's nothing really problematic in it, but it definitely is very interrelated kinds of... Oh, gosh. I just lost my electricity here again. Ay, ay, ay. I'm on a backup battery. I don't know how long this is going to hold for. All right. I might have to get onto my... Sheesh. No, let's see. No, went back on. Sorry. All right, let's try that again. So today's daf, Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nunchet. And I'd like to start once again from the Nzayin Omid Beit so that we can get the picture of the entire sugya, if you don't mind. And this is the three lines up to the bottom. Lema kafat kala rosh tanoi. So our question that we've been discussing is, what is the halacha of hakafat kol harosh? Do we need a pasuk to tell me that hakafat kol harosh, I'm going to be doche, or is there no iser if you're makif kol harosh anyway? So I certainly don't need the pasuk to tell me, especially that when the mitzvah has to cut all his hair, that even includes his hair of his head. Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? So we thought that that indicated, yesterday we thought that that indicates there's a machlokes tanoim about whether the iser of hakafat kol harosh is actually, would it apply if you do the whole head at one time? That was our question. So let's start now and see that inside once again. So, lema hakafat kol harosh tanoihi. It seems to be a machlokas tanoim, because the Tanur Rabbanan, rosho, mata mudlomar. So the first brisa, when it says that the mitzora has to cut all of his hair. So what's the point of saying that he has to cut his head hair? Obviously, if it says, vaya b'yom ha-shvi'i, Yigalach et kol tzaro, then rosho is the most evident. Why mention rosho? Ah, that's because lefi shenemar lo takifu pa'at roshchem. So you might think that even if the guy is a mitzorah and he's b'chuyev to cut his hair, but he's not allowed to, because it says lo takif pa'at roshchem. Therefore, I need the pasuk of rosho to tell me that he's even is supposed to cut the hair on his head. Now, brayta number two says, no, that's not what we need rosho. We need rosho to tell me matamid lomar, because if the mitzora is a nozir, not if he's a regular guy with hair on his head, the mitzora is a nozir, and a nozir for sure is not allowed to cut his hair on his head. So you might think that if he's a nozir who becomes a mitzora, that he's not allowed to cut his hair. Therefore, yochalav nozir mitzora tamid lomar rosho. So l'chore, this is clearly the point of the machlokas. So the first brisa that says that I need the pasuk to tell me that a regular person is doyche cutting his hair if he's a mitzera, that's because that Tana holds that a regular person is usher to cut all of the hair of his head. So he doesn't have that extra pasuk to tell me that even if he's also a nazir, and if he's also a nazir, then he's going to have two isurim. Not only the regular iser of cutting the hair, but also the special mitzvah of gadel sarosho, right? Gadel pera sarosho. So he won't have that extra pasuk. So we don't know, according to that Mandi Omar, where he's going to learn out that a mitzero is a nazir should cut his hair. And that's why he needed the pasuk to tell me that for a regular person. Masha Inkain, the second braita, that says, no, I can learn directly from that pasuk of Rosho that a Nazir Mitzera can cut his hair. That's because I don't need Rosho to tell me a regular guy can cut his hair, because there's no Isser in cutting his hair, as long as he's cutting the entire head at the same time. There's no problem. So, there you go. We have a Machlokes Tanoim about whether a Kafetz Kol HaRosh, Shema HaKafa, or not. There we go. So, V'chiyata Kra L'mitchilav Greda. So, okay, we had this brief attempt by Rava, which was not a good attempt, but we had a brief attempt by Rava Omar Rava Dekuli, Omar Kofetz Kolaroshulov, Shema HaKofa, not necessarily. It could be that nobody holds that there's a problem, but everybody agrees if you do it in steps. So let's say you first cut off your payas, if you're a mitzvah. You don't cut your whole head at one time. So if you first would cut off your payot, then you would be over on the issa, right? So the pasuk is coming to tell me that you can even do it that way. To which the Gemara says, no, that's crazy. If you could do it right, how could the pasuk be coming to tell you you could even do it wrong? That doesn't make any sense. After all, says the Gemara, what a pasuk would tell you such a thing. That would violate the whole way that Rish Lakish taught us, that the concept of Eser Dochalot Taseh always works by first seeing, is there a way I can do this without being over an Eser? If there's not, then I'll be Dochalot Taseh. But if there is, obviously I'm a chuyev to do it in a way that does not create a problem with the Eser, right? So this approach is no good. I mean, forget about that. Okay. So now we're back to where we started from. It seems that we have a machlokas tanoim, whether hakofetz kol rosh shema hakafa, if you hold hakofetz kol rosh shema hakafa, you need the pasuk of Rosho to tell me a regular guy who's a mitzvah is allowed to cut his hair. And if you hold HaKafat Kol HaRosh is not called HaKafat, I don't need a pasuk to tell me a regular guy because he's not doing anything wrong. So it must be referring to a Nazir who is a Mitzvah. And there you're going to be over also on the Mitzvah Taseh of Gadel Pera. And we're not, I would have said if I had in the pasuk, we're not allowed to be Docha and Aseh and a Lo Taseh. Well, says the Gemara, we have another approach. Actually, we could say everybody agrees that HaKafat Kol HaRosh is Shema HaKafa. So how come I don't need the pasuk to tell me that a regular guy who's a mitzvah should cut the hair of his head? Because I know that an Eser Dochalot Taseh from somewhere else. We did this all yesterday. I was reviewing it with you. We know that from somewhere else. Where? From the famous pasuk of Gidilim. So let's see that inside. What gives the second brisa the right to use this pasuk to tell me that in the case of a mitzvah who is also a nazir, that you can even be docha in this case, an esa and a lotasa? That's because he knows as a general rule that an esa is docha lotasa. And therefore, if he is a mitzvah, and the Torah tells him he has a mitzvah to cut his hair, and he knows he's not a nazir, a regular guy, and he knows that he's not allowed to cut his hair, but he knows from the general rule that the mitzvah of cutting the hair would be docha the iser not to cut the hair. How does he know that? Lav greda minale. How does he know that es is docha lo taseh in general? That he learns out from the famous drasha, the Omar Kro. It says, lo tilbash shatnez. And then it says, Gedilim Tasalecha. So apparently, even if you have shatnez, you still will have to put on your Gedilim al Arbakan Fot, which tells me that if I have to put on Techelet, which is Tzemer, and I have to put this on to my Tzitzit, which are Pishtim, so I'm going to have Tzemru Pishtim. It's okay. Lotu ba shatnez, Tzemru Pishtim Yachta, but Gedilim Tasalecha Mehem. So from those very same things, make Gedilim. That's the point. In which case, when I come to here, and I say to myself, what do I do if he's a Mitzorah? He's not allowed to cut his hair on the head, maybe only his other hair. No, it says Gedilim Ta'aselach, and that's the same idea. If the Gedilim Ta'aselach, so too, be Deicha the Isser of cutting your hair, if the Torah gave you a mitzvah to cut your hair. Fine. So far, so good. Now, here's, I think, where we got up to. So, manda nafkale mi rosho. So now we don't have to say that necessarily we're talking about a machlokas tanoim, about whether. We're just wondering where we would know esa dochalotasa in general that would allow us to have an extra pasuk. That's how we're looking at it now. So the machlokas is whether we're derish from gedilim tasalach or whether we need rosho to tell me that an esa is docha a lota asa even without another asa, right? That's the machlokas that we're understanding so far. So why? Is there something wrong with learning it out of Gedilim? Why would the Mandiomer of the first Braita say, I cannot derive from Gedilim Tasalach in the mitzvah of Tzitzit, I cannot derive that if he's a mitzorah, that he should be cutting the head of his hair, which is an Yisraelav. Why not? So man de nafkalom mi rosho. Why not? My time alone nafkalom mi Gedilim. Sounds like a very good diyuk in the pasuk. Gedilim Tasalach. And nonetheless, even though I just told you, lo tovashat neistemru pishtim yachav, very good raya, no? No. Why not? Because there's an alternative use of those very words. And the alternative use is something that's nogeya all the time. The question is, when you have a beged that is made out of cotton, are you chayav in tzitzit on that beged of cotton? And what type of tzitzit would you put in on that beged of cotton or on that beged of silk or anything that is not semru pishti? So that turns out to be a big machloket. Now, the way Rava understands it, we use that pasuk of semru pishtim not to tell me esedoch lo taseh. Instead, we use it to tell me what type of tzitzis work on what type of beged. Completely different issue. And here's the way Rava looks at it. Rava says, look, the pasuk contradicts itself. Because one pasuk says, v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf. Now, when you say v'natsu al tzitzit hakanaf, well, obviously, didn't it start off with the pasuk that we read all the time? Asu lehem tzitzit al kanfei bigdehem. So I know that you're supposed to put the tzitzis on the kanaf. So why do you mention again, v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf p'til techelet? Just say, v'natnu al tzitzit p'til techelet. Why tzitzit hakanaf? So if you're mentioning again the kanaf, it's coming to be merami zahalocha, namely that the tzitzit is similar to the kanaf. In other words, so we take the same material as the beged itself, and we make the tzitzit out of that material. So that comes out of the beged, which is cotton, we have cotton tzitzis. If we have meshi, we have silk, we have silk tzitzis. But, says Rava, the problem is that there's another pasuk, which is the one that we're talking about over here, lo tubar shatnez tzemer upishtim. That means gedilim tasilacha from what? Only from tzemer upishtim. What? Why only from tzemer upishtim? Didn't you just tell me I could have cotton tzitzis? Didn't you just tell me I could have silk tzitzis? That's the explanation for this pasuk, says Rava. That teaches me haketzad. The only way that both pasukim make sense is that if you have a cotton beged, then you can use cotton tzitzit. But if you have a woolen beged, you cannot use cotton tzitzit. If you have a beged made out of linen, you can use linen tzitzit. But if you have a beged from cotton, you can't use your, what did I say? I mean linen, I meant silk. You can't use your silk tzitzit, right? But if you have tzitzit that are made out of either tzemer or pishtim, they are a universal tzitzit. So whatever the heck your tzitzit are made out of, cotton, silk, polyester, I don't care. You can use tzemer upishtim, either or, as a universal. Now, that has nothing to do with esedocha lo taseh, correct? Is that clear to everyone? Please, this is like very important universal drushes that we keep coming across. Very kedai to get them straight. So the way that Rava is learning, there is nothing here that is discussing putting tcheles into tzemer. That's for sure, and for sure not the other way. Putting tzemer putting pishtim into a tzemer beged. Why would I have to put in pishtim into a tzemer beged to make problems and to make for no reason? That's crazy. So for sure, according to Rava, this pasuk is completely irrelevant to the issue of esedoch lo taseh. Now, if that's what this man Yomar holds, so then where does he know esedoch lo taseh? The only place that he would know esedoch lo taseh is from Rosho. So by Rosho, where the Torah is saying, even if he's a Mitzorah, and he's going to be over on Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem, he still has to cut his hair. So what do you see from there? That Esa is Doche Lo Ta'ase. There you go. Now the question is, so now when it comes to the other issue over here of the tzitzit, if we put the two together and we know, this the Rush speaks out, it makes it a little bit more complicated, but it's important to note this because otherwise we come out without seeing any relationship between what Rava is talking about and the din of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase. So what it means over here is that if the Tana wouldn't have had the Pasuk of Rosho, he would have only been able to learn out from Gedilim the din of what type of threads are usable on what type of tzitzis, right? But once we now know that there's a halacha of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase from Rosho, so once I see that that's true, then I can add it together, even though we're going to say that we can't yet make it a universal because of the fact that it's not necessarily going to be a chiyuv on everyone, as we'll see. But over here, if I look at the pasuk and I say, hey, Rava, isn't it mashma that you can use tzemer upishtim even on each other because they're universals? So if I hadn't seen Rosho, I would have said, no, what do you mean? One is an Isser, one isn't an Isser. Once I see Rosho, so I see that there are places that the Torah is Docha Lo Ta'ase. And over here I see that the way that the Torah presented it is as if you could even use Tzemer and Pishtim. So then I understand, yeah, that's also what it means. But I wouldn't have been able to use this as the source. That's how the Rosh understands it. In which case, in the end, all of the dinim that are learned out, that I can even use pishtim in a tzemer beged, at least b'diraisa, all of that is true even according to Rava. But not because this source alone would be sufficient, but because I also have Rosho by Mitzorah together with the din of tzitzis. A remarkable thing. I mean, but pashas, you wouldn't think that there's any connection between these two sugyas. Now it comes out that there's this profound interrelationship somehow in understanding the universal applications of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase, of the specific dinim of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase for tzitzit, and also the questions of where we would even say the cases of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase Va'ase. So far, let's just sum up. The Man D'Omer in the first Braita, who says that we're using Rosho to tell me that you can be docha a lo ta'ase of a regular person, of a kafata rosh, the reason that he needs that pasuk is not because he's arguing on the other braisa about whether it's an isser to cut all your hair. Everybody agrees it's an isser to cut all your hair. The reason he needs the mitzora pasuk is because he can't learn it out from tzitzit, because he needs tzitzit for rava, and if he didn't have the mitzora pasuk, he would think that you really cannot use kilayim in tzitzit. And the pasuk is only there to tell you, use tzemer for tzemer, or for silk, or for cotton. Use pishtim for pishtim, or for silk, or for cotton. But don't use tzemer for pishtim, or pishtim for tzemer. I mean, that's a different issue, right? Fine. The other Man D'Omer, he says, no, I don't hold of Rava's drasha. I learned from Gedilim Ta'aselach that there's a halach of Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase. So when I come to the pasuk of the Mitzorah, and it says Rosho, I say to myself, well, obviously, why not? Because what if he's also a Nazir? And then it's not going to help to say Esa Docha Lo Ta'ase, because then I also have an Aseh of Gadel Perah, right? How's he going to be over on that? Normally, I thought the din is that we're not Docha an Aseh and a Lo Ta'ase with an Aseh. Therefore, this pasuk must be coming to tell me that in this specific case, we'll see later on why we don't learn out from this specific case of a nazir mitzora. Why don't we use that as a model for kolat harikua? That we'll see. But right now, I'm using this pasuk to tell me that new halacha.
Rabbi, is there a relationship between the whole sugya of aseh docha lo ta'ase and fringe cases?
Of what?
The fringe corner cases. unusual cases, cases that are outside of the normal parameters, the corner cases. If we're talking about corners of heads and corners of senses.
Well, the connection is definitely that this is a fringe kind group kind of question. I'll tell you that. I don't know what the name is of your group, but it's pretty scary.
String theory. Okay. But we also learned that from the Mitzvah, shave v'tase.
He's been waiting years for that one.
No, it's from about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, but remember that the Gemara darshans all the time that when we're talking about mosquitoes, we're talking about their lifetime, right? So 4 minutes is 70 years. In the lifetime of a genius, I mean, 4 minutes is what usually people think about in 3 years, right? Okay, so 3 years you've been planning.
So I want to give Rebbe a head start. Yesterday I thought of the phrase, a shock of hair.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I don't have the application. I'm giving it to Rebbe. Whoever comes up with the application first, can you?
But at least now we get a little bit of an insight into how this works. You set up a whole bunch of possibilities. Okay, it's starting to take shape.
No, Pele is any follows the Gemara and what Rebbe's saying at the same time. That's the...
That's a bit of a problem, right? Okay, so now we have everything clear, except for one problem. If we're going to use... We have the Tana that says Rosho is coming to teach me just the regular Isser, right? So this idea... of a Mitzora who's a Nazir, how does he know it? I mean, we never found anybody arguing on the question of whether if a Mitzora is a Nazir, does he get clean from his Saraz or never gets clean from his Saraz? So I don't understand. Where does he know it from? That he knows from the next word. Zikano, his beard. But this is a Braita, Tanya. So why do we have to talk about a Mitzora shaving his beard if it says all of his hair? Doesn't that include his beard by definition? That's because the fish and Nehemiah, let's imagine that a guy is a Kohen. Now, the Isser of a Kohen to shave his beard, you'll remember, is a special Isser. It's not included in the normal Isser of a Yisrael. There's two separate Isserim. One is for Kohanim to shave, and one is for others to shave. By the Kohanim, it's coupled with the mitzvah asay of Kedoshim Yula Elohim, which means that there's a mitzvah asay for Kohen not to shave. So now we've got a problem. Suppose a Kohen is a mitzvah, and now he has to shave. So that a normal person can shave, even if though he's a mitzvah, that I know, because es is docheloit asay. But how do I know that es is docheloit asay v'asay? And maybe a Kohen who is a Mitzora is not allowed to shave his beard, right? So Yochel, says the Gemara, since it says about Kohanim Patsikanam lo yigalechu, you might think that even if he's Mitzora, he's stuck with this Isser because it includes an Asay. Talmud Lomar, Zikano. That's why it says a Kohen could shave. So once we see that the Kohen could shave, so then we know also that a Nazir can shave because a Nazir Mitzora is the same as a Kohen Mitzora. Just like a Kohen Mitzora is an Asay and a Lot Asay, so too is a Nazir Mitzora an Asay and a Lot Asay. So far, so good. So we end up knowing, according to even the Mandi Omer who used Rosho to tell me Esedocha Lot Asay, we still have Zekono to tell me Esedocha Lot Asay V'Asay. Well, then I don't get it. Then... why couldn't the other Tana learn it from Zikano? I mean, he said, I'm going to use Rosho to tell me the din of a Nazir who's a Mitzora. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me a Nazir who's a Mitzora? Because it's an Asay and a Lot Asay, and I can't learn it out of Gedilim, right? But if anyway I have this pasuk of Zikano, and that pasuk is coming to tell me the din of a Kohen, and the Kohen is an Asay v'Lot Asay, the same way that a Nazir Mitzora is an Asay and a Lot Asay, why do I need two psukim to tell me the same thing? I could have learned out from Zikano that the same way that a Kohen who's a Mitzora shaves despite the fact that it's an Esvalotase, so too a Nazir who's a Mitzora shaves despite the fact that it's an Esav Elo Tase. I mean, the fact that one's talking about a beard and the other one's talking about a head is irrelevant, because in both cases, we have an Ase and a Lo Tase. So let's learn out the principle. So Ras is Deicha, an Ase and a Lo Tase. I don't get it. Lelev Mizika, no? Oh, man, you're not thinking. Not? No. Because what's the din normally? Is an Ese Docha Lo Tase and an Ase? No. Why not? Why don't we learn from Zika? No. Ask yourself that question, no? So what are you turning to me and say, I know the halacha, that an S is a docha lo tase vase. You do not know that halacha. The haraya, it's not true. That's not the halacha. So therefore, there's obviously a reason that I don't use Zika no, which is a raya that a Kohen Mitzora shaves. I don't use that as a general proof that an S is docha lo tase vase. So the same way that I don't learn it to prove that in other cases an es is docha lo tase vase, why would I use it for a nazir or a mitzora to use a proof that an es is docha lo tase vase? There's obviously a reason that I cannot learn it out of the din of a kohen who is a mitzora. Okay, so when you figure out that reason, then you'll understand why you still need rosho. So what do you think the reason is? For the time, I mean, you're asking such a question. How do you understand the fact that the Kaimelon Be'alma, we have a general principle, the lo asiyase v'doch lo tase vase, that there's no such halacha? Why not? Why don't we learn out from a coin? You're saying we can learn everything out of a coin. We'll learn a nozer out of a coin. Why? So, obviously, the answer is clear. Mikoin lo yalfinan, because malakoin shekein lav she'eno shaveh bakol. The coin is talking about the shaving of a beard. The shaving of a beard, last I heard, women don't have that iser. So therefore, it's a weaker lav because it doesn't apply to both men and women. Okay, so then if that's the case, I'm not going to be able to apply it to a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to shave whether it's a male or a female. The din of nazir is exactly the same. A woman's not allowed to shave her hair with the same lav and the same asay as the man. Who's a nazir? Okay, so therefore, the same way I don't have a universal rule for all isurim that apply to all genders, I cannot learn out a halacha that an es is docha lo tase vase. I can't learn out from a kohen that a nazir is going to be allowed or mechuyev to shave. Very simple. So that explains mala kohen shekein lav sheino shave beko. So therefore, I can't do this here either. Nazir mikohen nami lo yolav. The same problem. A Kohen is allowed she'eno shaveh b'ko. Mrs. Kohen is allowed to shave. And Mrs. Nazir is not allowed to shave. That's the point. So I can't learn out one from the other. Okay. So far, so good. Now, my only problem is that zikano I used to tell me that the Kohen can shave even though it's an es and a lo tase. But wait a minute. According to the second braita, how did I know that a nazir can shave? From Rosho. Oh, but isn't it an asay and a lotase? Yes, it is. But that's what the pasuk is for. Excellent. So when I get to the case of the Kohen, I can say, I would have thought that a Kohen who's a mitzvah doesn't shave. No, of course he shaves. Because I have Rosho that tells me that even an asay and a lotase, the nazir shaves. The same thing is true of the Kohen. The Kohen is an Ase and a Lotase, and the Nazir is an Ase and a Lotase. You explain to me why I wouldn't be able to learn out Nazir from Kohen, but why can't I learn out Kohen from Nazir? A Nazir is cross-gender, and therefore it doesn't have the kula of the Kohen. So for sure, a Kohen, which is a lighter Iser, since Mrs. Kohen can shave, is for sure Ase Docha Lotase. And Ase. That's my question. So instead of using Rosho for Nazir and Zikano for Kohen, use Rosho for all cases, including Kohen, where you have an S and a Lotase. Come on, guys. This is so much fun. My God. What's going on? I'm hardly getting any smiles. It's absolutely brilliant to see how every single Os is so absolutely and perfectly balanced and take it all into consideration. I don't see why you are so turned off by these complex drushes. They're the most fun. So why don't we use Zika? Now, you know what I'm beginning to think? I'm beginning to think that boost actually boosts one's sensitivity to the Gemara's poetry. The only two people I have smiling are coincidentally drinking boost. How do you explain that? Just an accidental correlation, huh? No way, Jose.
I'm fascinated by the layer here that Rebbe put in about the females, because I didn't see it in Rashi and Tosfos, and I thought Kohen by itself is a Neshama Bakol. And I'm just very intrigued. So I'm perplexed and thinking, not enjoying.
No, you should just enjoy. Fine. So in these cases, we have, because of this, we have a need to tell me both of them, right? Fine. So therefore, my question is, we could have used one pasuk and not used zikano. So l'chora, we have a general rule over here. And that's good. Biboile answers the Gemara. I'll tell you why. I need zikano, I have to be honest with you, for an entirely different point. You know why I really need it? I don't need it to tell me the halacha that I'm pretending to need it for. Namely, that a Kohen Mitzora would be actually Mekayim the Mitzvah of Giluach of the Tzoraz. The reason I need it is, curiously, to prove that a Mitzora has to use a razor. That's why I need it. Because otherwise I wouldn't know. It doesn't say Beferish, V'gilach kosaro b'ta'ar. It just says V'gilach kosaro. Okay? So if you want to know what I'm really playing at over here, okay, I've been twisting you around my finger a little bit. Because it boils down to, and there's once I'm going to be using it for this, then I might as well just tell it to you. And then, when I pretend that I need it for the Kohen, then you'll understand the reason that I need it for a Kohen is ultimately really to tell me what the din is of Tzoraz. Let me go through it with you, says the Gemara, and then you'll see what I mean, okay? But you'll be meichel me for playing around. Because I wasn't really playing around, because it's true. Because, I mean, the fact is that in order to learn out the din that a Mitzora needs a Ta'ar, in order to do that, I need to go through these stages. So let's take a look at the Braita again, and I'll give you the whole full version that you didn't get on the first DVD. This has got that extra little DVD. Now you'll be able to see the scenes that were never put into. Okay, so here's what happens. So we buy Leila Kidatanya. Let's see the whole Braita. Zikano matamid loma. Lefish and emau pa'at zikanam lo yigalechu. Yochol af kohen mitzora kein. Talmud lomar zikano. Now, umi nolan. Now, here's the important part, okay? Umi nolan dibitar. Ah, because the Braita says, the pa'at zikanam lo yigalechu. First, let me establish what we mean by this iser of giluach. You might think that giluach means you're not allowed to use a scissors on your beard. No. Talmud lomar, lo tashchit. So when it comes to the normal Yisrael, over there it says, lo tashchit pa'at zikanecha. Tashchit means total destruction. So that means that you're shaving all the way down to the skin. Okay. So if it just said lo tashchit, so then we've got that same idea that we always had. Grab a carpenter's plane, you know, and take it off at the roots. Yow! Okay, so you might think that you would be over on using a malakit or a rehitni. You could use tweezers, you know, but you'd be chayev. If you use the tweezers, you'd be chayev also because you're ripping out the hair. No, tamad lama patikanam lo yigalechu. By the Kohanim, it says that this is a matter of doing a shave. You don't do a shave with a carpenter's plane. That's not called a shave. Okay. So then that means we have to have a combination of shaving with hashchata. So then, okay, so you'll say, all right, but, you know, so shaving, people use electric shavers, friend, that they call that shaving. They do, but it's not mashchit. You need both. You need hashchata and shaving. That's the point. So, ezu giluach sheyesh bo hashchata, that's a razor. Now that's clear. Okay, now I just brought that in so you should understand how it is that we're going to end up deriving what we derive from the fact that the Kohen is supposed to be over, get that, over on the Isser if he's a Mitzora. Now, if a Mitzora could use an electric shaver, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that a Kohen should be over an Isser for shaving if he's a Mitzora? Let him use an electric razor. And then he won't be over. You see? There is no such thing as electric razor. They only do that to make you believe that Giluach is Hashkasa with a electric shaver. That's the point. It's Giluach, but it's not Hashkasa. But the shaving companies, they like to call it an electric razor, because that way they think that a Kohen Mitzora will be Yotzeh. But the truth is, the Kohen Mitzora would only be Yotzeh if he uses a real razor. That's why I need to tell you that the Kohen is going to be over on his Isser. Not to tell me he's allowed to be over on the Isser. I know that already, as you pointed out. I would know that without this pasuk because I already learned it out from the Nazir and Rosho, right? So therefore, I have to warn you that this is not the real answer either, as we're going to see. However, it's a very good answer, okay? And the Rosh says, you know, it's just so much fun to do it, so we want to tell you all of this. The real truth is, we're going to see in the end, that you cannot learn Kohen from Nazir because of Mrs. Kohen, and you can't learn Nazir, you can't learn Nazir from Kohen because of Mrs. Kohen, but you can't learn the other way around either, the Kohen from the Nazir. You know why? Because remember, Nazir always has a kula. What's the kula? You can always go and be shoyel on your Naziris and cancel it. So the fact that the Torah allows you to be over an Isser, which is really up to you to decide whether you're going to go to a Chacham to cancel the Isser, no, that doesn't prove very much about the other type of things, which you can't just cancel when you feel like. That's the real answer. But we'll save that for the end. That's the cherry on the top. Okay, right now, we've only gotten up to the whipped cream. So now what we're saying is, the reason that we need to have this part is to tell me that since the Torah has to go out of its way to say, hey, Mr. Kohen, you're going to have to shave that beard. Well, obviously, why not? I got a good Norelco shaver. No, you're going to have to shave that beard with a tar, because with Saras, you need a tar. That's the whole point. So if that's the case, Ezo Giluach Shishba Shchata, Aviomer Zetar. So now that teaches us that a Tzaras, a Mitzora, needs to have a Tar. But the truth is, I would be able to learn it out from Nazir. Of course, Nazir has nothing to do with Tar. You can't cut a Nazir's hair with anything. So there we don't get into this entire problem. Have you managed to recover yet, Rabbanea? Or you're still worried about the Befarish and the Tosfos without having looked in the Rosh that would have told you?
But I just realized that the Mitzora is ta'ar and feathered.
That's very good. I have to admit, that is very good. Excellent. You know, I'll bet you never forget any of these halachas once you come up with those. So these are great simanim, right? Okay.
Because it makes it memorable.
Yes. Okay, so now I've got another question. Okay, let's go back to our first brisa. And this is going to get us to our finally the cherry on top. So let's go back to our first question. First question, first brisa. So he learned out the din of Esedo Cholotase from Rosha. Okay? Now, can I ask you something? He also has the pasuk of Zikano, right? And Zikano is teaching me that under all circumstances, a Mitzora will cut his beard, right? Now, any person who is a Mitzora who cuts his beard is going to be over on a Lotasa. Doesn't matter whether he's a Nazir, if he's shaving his beard, and he's Mechuyev to shave his beard, then that tells me that an S is Docha Lotase, right? So why did I need two separate psukim? Why did I need the Rosho first? This is how we presented it. This hold off. First, you have to prove Esu's Dochel Otase. Then you can prove that in this case, the Esu would be Dochel Otase Vease. So even if he's not only a male who has to shave his beard and has to cut his hair, but also if he is a Kohen or if he is a Mitzvah. Yeah, but meanwhile, it does say that every male has to cut his beard, even though it's Aser, right? So then I know the idea that it's mashma, that it's docha the lav, and also it's, I understand it's also mashma that if he's a Kohen. Okay. But then, because it's just saying any mitzora has to go ahead and cut zikano. So there it's mashma altogether. No? Mashma lemitche lota sevase. And basically, I mean, what right would you have to say one and not the other? Why don't we say shakulhu viavo shnehem? So even though we've made the assumption all along that I have to handle each thing separately, first I have to handle the payas problem because of hakafas kol rosh shmarkaf. Once I prove to you that eses dochalotase, then I can go ahead and start talking about even if there's an assay and he's a kohen. And then I have to bring another raya that if he's an a mitzvah and who's also a nazir, which is a lava shava bekol, and so on. I don't know, why do we have to do that? If the Torah would just say zikano, right? So then, I don't know, I would say we have a normal halach. I mean, where did we ever see that the Torah is mechalek in the mitzvahs between whether if you're a kohen, whether you do this, if you're not a kohen, whether you do this? I shouldn't need a special pasuk for Rosho first. So I'm questioning now the fundamental assertion that I've made all along, that I need to do this incrementally. Because if the mashma'ut is anybody, so how could I exclude anybody? Shokolu v'yavo shnehem. And here is the real answer that all along we've been looking for. And you need to remember, in order to understand what the Gemara is doing here, that this entire last piece of discussion was triggered by the words, well, why do you think that we don't learn out in general that an es is docholot atsev asay? You're going to have to explain that, aren't you? And we sort of left that behind, and we don't remember that that's what we've been trying to explain all along. Show me consistently why I have all these models and none of them work. So we started by asking why one model doesn't teach the other. Okay, that would explain why it doesn't work for everywhere else. But now that I'm ready to say this deal of Shakul, I need to have a more fundamental insight into what is going on in these special cases of the Nazir and the Kohen God, and the Kohen, which we have essays and lotases, which we're saying would now all be equally implied by the word zikano. So I need to show you that this is absolutely not true, says the Gemara. The assumption that I could include everything is ridiculous. I cannot include everything because they're very different. Let's say we would want to learn out the din of a Kohen from a Mitzorah. It's not true because the idea of the Kohen from the Nazir is a Mitzorah. I can't learn it out because a Nazir, and here's the cherry, the Nazir anyway cannot be a model for anything because it's Yeshno B'Sheila. And therefore, it's a very weak lav. So the fact that the Torah would tell me, you can go ahead and you can be Docha, Nese, and Olotase, where the whole thing is up to you, that's very weak. All I need to do is go to a Chacham and cancel the whole thing. See, even if I would know the din of a Nazir as a Mitzorah, would I be able to know the Kohen was a Mitzorah? No. Let's say that I would say, okay, so maybe it's talking about the Kohen. No, because then you wouldn't know the Nazir either. You can't say if I know one, I know the other. And therefore, it's Shakul. Shakul means there's no determining factors, but there are determining factors. Well, I don't know which one. Well, you don't know which one, so let's work on it, okay? We'll spend another five daf on this, but don't tell me it's Shakul. It's certainly not Shakul. We could start looking around for rayas about whether something that is yeshno b'sha'ila is more kal than an iser that's not b'nashim and so on. But don't tell me it's shakul. It is definitely not shakul. And if it comes to learning out the nozer from a kohen, I would say that's because the lav by the kohen, which is dafka legabe shaving, does not apply to the missus, whereas the issur of cutting the hair of a nozer does apply to the missus. So no matter how you look at it, there's very different attributes. And by the way, now this statement at the end is a by the way. It's not addressing the question. The question that I had was, why is it the charcoal? But I'm throwing in, and you remember that all along I asked you, why don't we learn out that an essa is dochalota sevase? By the way, this is why. Ubialma, this is why. When I asked you before, and why be alma, do we tell, it was the first words on the page, starting from the bottom of Amud Aleph, right? When I asked you, and ba'alma, why do you think, letaimech, ba'alma, that we don't say eses darchalot asevase? Why not? I am giving you now the underlying reason why not. Because even though you've got multiple models, you say, you can't learn from any of them because they're all very unique. Mishum de ikala mifrach kidei amoran. Now, what bothers you, I'm sure, is, okay, but why not put them together? In other words, if I know Mrs. Nazir, and I know the case of Kohen, which is not Bisha'ela, so put them together. And I'll say, just like by a Kohen, eses d'echalot asevi asei, so to b'kola taira kula. No, what do you mean? By the Kohen, Mrs. Kohen is in Chayev. Well, we know the same thing is true by a Nazir, and by a Nazir, Mrs. Nazir is Chayev not to cut her hair. Yeah, but she can go ask on her Naziris. Well, Kohen can't ask on his Kahuna, and nonetheless, so what's the Tzad HaShaveh Shabam? That they're both Eseh Velotaseh, and the mitzvah of Giluach of the Mitzorah is Docha both. Eseh Velotaseh. So, Af Kol Mokom Sheyesh Aseh Velotaseh, why can't I do that? Now, the Gemara doesn't even discuss that. So, Tosis's approach to this is that remember, when you have a Tzad Hashava, you are creating a tremendous vulnerability in the Drasha. If you can't learn out from the fundamental Drasha, and you must learn out from a Tzad Hashava, then you have to make sure, just as you would in any type of experiment that's looking for statistical data, you would have to make sure that there are no unexplained variables, right? The moment that you get an unexplained variable, maybe that's the reason. Exactly. And there is an unexplained variable. The variable in both of these cases is that if the Torah would not have allowed you to shave, then it would have destroyed your marriage. Because you're not allowed to be sleeping with Mrs. Cohen or Levi or Mrs. Nazir, as long as you're a Mitzrayim. Well, maybe the Torah doesn't want marriages destroyed, and therefore it said, ah, come on, that, I don't know, it's an unexplained variable. It's good enough for Bell's theorem. Why won't it be good enough over here? That's exactly the point. So until you can get rid of all of the unexplained variables, you can't darshan a matzad. That's the point. So the Gemara doesn't have to go into all of the details over here, because once I've showed you that you do not have a basis for a limit for one or the other, you already know how vulnerable you are. And therefore, we don't have to go and explain it to you. Figure out yourself some unexplained variable, like we always do with the matzad. I mean, there are even places where we say the matzad is, they both have a chumrah, right? Okay, so if that's the case, then it turns out that there's only, and this is basically the way Tosfos understands, there's many different ways of approaching the sugya, but that means the way over here that Tosfos is explaining the sugya, the only difference between the first braita and the second braita boils down to the curious question of whether you hold of Rava in Gedilim Tatsalach from Tzemru Pishtim So it boils down to, do I need tzitzis on my cotton baguette or not? That's what the whole sugya boils down to. Because there's nothing else that they're arguing about. Everybody is meida to all of what the other one says. The only reason that the first braita said that I need the pasuk to tell me that you have to just be deicha, the iser of hakafas harosh, which I really know from the same place that the other braita would have known it. The only reason that we made that difference was to bring out the din that I cannot learn out from tzitzis, that has his docha lo tasa, and I need the case of the mitzvah that has his docha lo tasa. That's all. So it's a very unusual way to end the sugya. Now, we have one other issue, of course. We've gotten into this, as we could call this like a Broadway play. I mean, this could be called Hair, right? So once we're talking about Hair, I mean, so we've got the Nuzer's Hair, we've got the Mitzora's Hair, we're talking about the normal question of whether a person is allowed to shave. Now the question is, if the Mitzora is Mechayev you to get a complete body shave, are you normally allowed to do that? That's the issue. Can you shave pubic hair? Can you shave underarm hair? Or is there an iser? What would the iser be? Lo yilbash gever simlat isha. The fact is that what you're doing is engaging in beauty practices that are normally associated with the kind of thing that women do. So now the issue is, would it be mutter for a man to do the same thing? So Amar Rav, mekel adam kogufo betar. Now you'll remember that the word mekel, before, when we were using it in terms of Naziris, means lighten. Doesn't mean to cut all the way down to the skin, right? Now here, when he's talking about using a razor, the pashtus is that he is talking about skin level. We're going to see in a moment whether this is a loose use of mekel, or whether, in fact, Rav only means mekel. So we asked him, Meitve, it says in the Braita, Ma'avir beit ha-shech yu beit ha-rava. So if you cut the underarm hair, or you cut pubic hair, ha-reza lo keh, so a male who does that is chayiv malchus. How come Rav says it's mutter? No, the Braita is talking about using a razor, and that is the way that women would shave. Mashenkin Rav, who says that you can, he was talking about using scissors or a shaver. But understand, Rav said a razor. He didn't mean a razor like hashchata. He meant a razor like a razor, meaning that you could cut close to the skin, but you can't use the razor. Okay, so the way that this turns into, therefore, is that Mako really does mean mekel, if that's the case. So what Rav was saying is that a woman who shaves body hair, it's very important to her to not have any signs of hair at all. So see, she is trying to make herself sexually attractive, and she wants to look more like a little girl who never grew pubic hair. So it's important for her not to leave any remnants of hair. So the smoothness of her skin is very important. If a male does that, so then enachinami, he's trying to treat his own body in a way that a woman would treat her body. But if what we're looking at is mekel, so he's uncomfortable with the length of his underarm hairs, he sweats too much, right? Or pubic hair, he sweats too much, whatever it is. So people are often uncomfortable in the gym, not because they don't look good, but because they're going to have a rough time getting clean, or because they smell from perspiration or whatever. So then if that's the point, he's not doing something to be like a woman. He's doing something to avoid the discomfort. And therefore, it's beikar not included. Now, this is a long sugya. We'll get to it. And with all the halachic implications, tremendous halachic implications, obviously, particularly bizman hazeh, where it's become almost, you know, I think it's 45% of customers at these laser clinics are males for removing body hair. So that's the question. The general question, is this a social issue? And therefore it varies. If this is a practice that's done by women, so then it's usher in terms of lo tilbash gever. If it's a practice that's done by men in general, then it's not. I mean, certainly we're not going to change and say that there's a defined type of pant that is a woman pant that you're not allowed to wear and other pants. I mean, that varies according to the minhag, right? Whatever people look at as being male is male. Whatever they look at as being female is female. We're going to get into all of those discussions, Bezrat Hashem.